From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty in for Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. In Syria, inspectors are scheduled to begin work this week on the plan to dismantle chemical weapons held by the Assad regime. They will be working in a war zone as the Syrian conflict grinds on. More than 100,000 people have died in that war since it began in 2011. And for the wounded, finding basic health care can be extremely difficult because many Syrian doctors have left the country. Some of them have gone to Britain. Now, they're using online tools to help their medical colleagues who remain in Syria. The BBC's Ahmed Maher reports from London.
I'm here in a Manchester hospital to meet Dr. Talat Atassi. He is a Syrian-British orthopedic surgeon who is trying to address the acute shortage of specialized doctors who fled Syria. He and other expatriate doctors around the world have set up virtual clinics in Syria using social media like Facebook, YouTube, and Skype, which have been playing a significant role in documenting the conflict.
I attended one of the online consultations done by Dr. Talat at his office in the hospital. He's chatting through Skype with a fellow doctor in one of the clinics in Syria. The Syrian doctor, who we can't identify for security reasons, is seeking Dr. Talat's diagnosis from an X-ray of a badly wounded man.
He asked whether we can preserve this limb or you prefer to do an amputation. So I told him that you keep the wound open, you put an external fixator, and try to preserve the limb as long as the patient is well enough. If the patient becomes unwell, he will need an amputation.
Dr. Talat has a first-hand experience after visiting one of the embattled cities. The media, he says, only report a fraction of what is real on the ground.
That's the tip of the iceberg. When you go to Syria, you can't tell yourself what's going on there. We do have, I think now, an excess of 50,000 amputation in Syria, and that's how horrific it is. 50,000 people lost their limbs and are completely disabled. Others got disability and other reasons, and you've got children traumatized. You know, just go to the hospital there and you can tell.
Tell us about this experience, this online consultation experience.
It started with individuals sending you messages and call outs. Obviously, new media helped a lot in areas where you can get a satellite internet connection. People have smartphones and iPads and laptops. Our network outside is in Europe and in North America and Arab countries and other countries. And we're expanding and actually splitting into groups and specialties now. So there's some weekly meetings, there is Facebook pages, there is Viber and WhatsApp on daily basis coming up, and we try to share the workload.
Do you think it makes a difference?
The feedback is it does make a difference, at least give a moral support. People feel they are supported on the ground.
And do you think that you can really, I'm not an expert myself, so can you really diagnose an X-ray through Skype?
Obviously, X-ray itself doesn't tell the full story, but we train doctor how to put the material together, including the patient history, the mechanism of injury, the current status of the patient. We teach them how to put the clinical photograph as well as X-rays together and provide a full information to get a proper diagnosis and a proper plan.
That report from the BBC's Ahmed Maher in London.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.